It's good to be back in the house of the Lord, and we're privileged this evening to have Brother David Gates. Him and his family is a missionary to the country of Egypt, so we're glad that they're able to be here with us this evening, and we're particularly thankful as well for his sister, Diane, who has been working in our day school for the past number of months, and it's been a real blessing to our day school. In fact, we just gave her a promotion to assistant day school director, so we're excited about that. And so we thank you for your family being here today. So Brother David will come. We'll turn the service over to you.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much. Well, it's good to be here today. And thank you, Pastor Carol and the church. And it's just been so sweet being here already. And I thank the Lord for his grace and letting us be in the country of Egypt. As the Lord Jesus, he's good, and the same Lord Jesus that saved you, he needs to be proclaimed all throughout the world. And I thank the Lord for letting us just be there in Cairo. The same gospel that saved you can save the Muslim, can save the Coptic also. And we're getting ready to show a video. I just want to kind of give you an update on the video. Actually, we just gotten here about 3 weeks ago, and I haven't had a chance to make a new video. And so the video was originally for churches that had already taken us on, supporting churches we visited before, so you'll probably notice that in the video, you know, thanking you for support. Lord willing, later on I'll be able to say that, by the grace of God. But, no, thank you so much for having us here, so you'll notice that in the video. So if you can go ahead and start the video, immediately after that I'll come up and share the Word of God with you. Jesus Christ said, I will build my church. We praise God that he is building his church in the darkened land of Egypt. I'm David Gates, and I want to give you a brief update of our work that you have been so faithfully supporting. Our arrival in early days in Egypt took place in the midst of the chaos of the Arab Spring, with deadly protests and government change all around us. Yet the Lord helped us as we focused on learning the Arabic language and the culture. That was 6 years ago. Now, Beth and I thank the Lord that we are both able to fluently minister in the Arabic language. I preach, teach, disciple, and witness, and Beth encourages the ladies and teaches the women and children. Egyptians that are dead in sins are now saved by the blood of the Lamb. Children from the streets now have a home at the church. People who worship Mary are now actively involved in the ministry. Miriam was a woman that was dead set against the gospel. She was following the Coptic church. She was living for herself, but now she's a believer in the Lord Jesus. Amani was serving in the Coptic church, and now she is serving in our church, teaching the children and helping in the ministry. Muslims who love the Quran are getting God's word in hand and meet for discipleship. Young people that were clueless about the future now know they have a home in heaven. Women that needed a friend now have a friend in Jesus through the women's ministry. Believers are following the Lord in baptism and partaking in the Lord's Supper. Those who knew nothing of God's word are being discipled. American missionary interns now have a chance to learn missions in a practical way. Those who have been discipled are also leading in the church now. Gergis was invited to church. At first, he didn't know too much about the Word of God. He had never been discipled. He never learned the Word of God. Now, Gergis is leading in the ministry. He's leading the song service. He's teaching others the Word of God. He's preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus. He's witnessing to people that have never heard the gospel. Men are being trained and training others. Families serve together to promote love and grace. One of the methods we use of reaching people with the gospel involves putting lessons, evangelism, discipleship, and preaching in both audio and video onto these tiny SD cards that fit into cell phones. We hand these cards out to people. They can then review the teaching and preaching on their cell phones whenever they want. We also use relationship building and passing out God's word to see the church established. We learn about people who want Bibles and meet them and get God's word into their hands. We have English classes to attract those that want to learn, and then we see them filtered into the local church. We praise God for what he's been doing, and now we desire to see his vision come to pass, establishing local indigenous Baptist churches. In a land so filled with darkness, there is much to be done. Dead traditions, false religion, and now materialism and even atheism are on the rise, but there is power in the gospel. We preach the Lord Jesus Christ. So, where do we go from here? We're growing the ministry and now need a building of our own. We're confident that if we can purchase a building, such as this one here, the local believers will be able to support the pastor and pay the regular expenses. We simply need some help from our ministry partners to get a building, and then the local believers will be able to maintain it. This will be a giant step towards this ministry becoming an indigenous self-supporting work. It is expensive to purchase property in Cairo, but in the capital city of Egypt and within a steadily growing society, it is a reasonable price. We're praying for God to give us $150,000 to buy a place that we can use and grow into. It'll be a place for worship, a place to teach classes, a place for church growth. This will be a center for outreach and a facility for leadership training. Let me know if you'll be able to come on a mission trip to work in Cairo and get personally involved in winning Egypt to the Lord. We would love to have you join us. Nothing is impossible to our God. We pray His name will be magnified in all of Egypt, starting from this key city. God is building His church. He is changing lives. Please pray that God continues working mightily and supplying our need. He is sufficient. And again, I want to personally thank you for your faithful partnership, prayers, and financial support in reaching the land of Egypt. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. The Lord so much for His grace and letting us go over to Egypt and do His work. Many people, when we first said we're going to Egypt, they said, "Are you taking your family?" You know, and I've heard about crazy things going on over there. And I thank the Lord that He is able to protect us and keep us and do His work through us by His grace. And I don't think in the video I mentioned the names of my family. This is my lovely wife, Beth. And we also have Joshua. He's 8 years old. And Sandy, she's 7. And little Emma that's sleeping in church, she's a backslider. She's 3 years old. and of course, Diana, you know, my sister Diana and my mother, Celestina Gates. And I thank the Lord for them coming here. And they're, you know, and it's a blessing to be here. And I know many times you may have some questions about the ministry and the work going on in Egypt. Maybe I have just a couple minutes for about one or two questions. And then if you have any questions after that, you can meet me at the end of the service over at our display over here. Please feel free to come by the display and ask any questions as well and take one of our prayer cards. But does anybody have any questions about anything that's happened in Egypt, the ministry, or what's going on there? Yes, yes, sir. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, you know, we are safe. We thank the Lord for where He has that. We're in a safe area. And, you know, we haven't had any, you know, when people think of the Muslim people, the first time I went to North Africa or the Middle East, you know, I thought every Muslim had backpacks on them and was ready to blow themselves up. You know, I thought that because you look at the news. But really, they're some of the sweetest people you ever meet. I think I had another brother here. He had said, I think it was Brother Dave, or he had mentioned that he went over there to Egypt, and you know, they're just some of the most friendly people you ever meet. You know, they'll have you in their homes, they'll invite you over, they'll feed you until you can't eat no more. I thought I was going to lose weight in Cairo, but it didn't happen. I'm going to gain weight because they love, you know, just sharing their food and friendship with you. So we are in a safe area. Now, you have heard of bad things happening, and they've happened maybe hours from us. You saw the revolution. That also was, you know, actually a lot of that happened maybe 45, 50 minutes from us. And so you just go to where you're safe. You hear about things that are happening, you avoid it. You don't go right into it. And so that's key, you know, and we thank the Lord that He has preserved us and kept us safe. And maybe one more question. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in Egypt, it's a mix. You might have seen something. There's about 90%, you know, 85 to 90% Muslim. And the other, about 15%
about 14-15% is Coptic Orthodox. There's Presbyterian churches, there's Brethren churches there. They're open under the government. And so there is some form of Christianity there. And so it is more open in a sense. But of course, being the Islamic government, you know, they're not too happy about having churches established. And of course, proselytizing is against the law. And so we're able to, you know, pass out the Word of God, offer the Word of God. And then if they say no, 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 and you keep on, they call that proselytizing. And so, you know, we offer the Word of God, and those that take it, we follow up with them and have them come to the church or meet them outside the church. And we are now what you call a foundation under the government. And so we thank the Lord for being a foundation. But inside, you know, what we've described to the government is a church. You know, maybe possibly later on we can get a church approval under the government. We're just taking a step at a time. That's a good question. Well, thank you so much. If you have any other questions about anything, just please come by and ask us. But if you have your Bibles, turn to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. How many of you all here like sports? This is not, okay, good. You know, it's not a trick question. If you like sports, you're not Baptist, you know, but no. How many of you like sports? How many actually saw the NBA championships, the Golden State, and the Cavs? Were you a Cavs fan or a Golden State? Who was Golden State? Okay. Any Cavs fans here? Nobody wants to admit it, you know. But now let me ask you a question. Now, how did they win? I know they got the most points, but how does a team win, and how did Golden State win? You know, what do y'all think? What is the way that a team will win? I guess the medal or the prize or the championship. What's some of the ways that they win? Yes, sir.
They have to play together and capitalize on each other's strength.
You know the message I'm preaching tonight, don't you? You know it. They have to play together. They have to work together. They have to listen to the coach. When they have any issues against one another, guess what? They work it out. Of course, they train, and then they're able to do what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to win. You know, the same thing with the ministry of reconciliation. We have to work together to see the name of the Lord Jesus glorified here and in through all the earth, and Egypt. We have to work together as a team. We have to listen to the captain of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ. When there's issues in the church or in the ministry, we have to work it out. You know, and when you have the same goal, you know, you're